today. I'm just waiting on the Glenn Sully man to make his way up to me. We've got Donald Barrett as well sitting on boards, Manus and the Simpreza. Looking, of course, for 300 titles. Manus, you're just off the Trenta stage. It's been all happening in the last couple of stages. Gary's gone. You've got a big lead. How's the feeling with you at the moment, the car?
You know, it's a dampened out feeling, to be honest with you. I mean, like, it's you wouldn't know what to do in there, like, you know, and you're trying, you're watching and pushing, trying to be careful, and the boys are gone. It's just, it was shaping up to a great battle, and
that's rallying at times, Manus, but now you have to get yourself together and you have to make sure you get this car to the end.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting into service now and just regroup with the team and get a bite to eat and just have a chat about it and take it from there.
Listen, I know you probably didn't see it, but talking to the COC crowd, huge. Out to see you in Garton, huge. And to see you in Trenta, they're out in force still there.
Unreal. And everybody's very well behaved, Oisin, and great, all standing in good places, which is great, you know.
Okay, well done, Manus. We'll talk to you shortly again. Manus Kelly there, he is the rally leader. He has an advantage of 1 minute and 39 seconds. We will, of course, get the times for you from these competitors very, very soon. We'll just get a bit of reaction pieces. We're live here on Highland Radio on Saturday Sport. Josh, you're second overall. I know you lost a wee bit of time earlier in the day, but you're still the first of the R5s, and you have a bit of a smile on your face.
Yeah, well, so it's not too bad. We weren't expecting to be sitting second overall today anyway, but look, the boys are right behind us in the R5 battle, so look, we have our work cut out and we need to keep pushing on.
What sort of time did you do in there?
29.
Yeah, 6:29. Happy enough with that then?
It wasn't my best run, but it was okay.
Okay then, back at it then shortly.
Yep.
Okay, good man. Josh Moffat there is the leading R5 car at the moment on the road. Let's briefly talk to Robert Duggan. Robert, we're live on Highland Saturday Sport. Just
to take a bit of time, that's where the boys will catch you, so we'll have to get back to service and get something started.
Okay, best of luck with the rest of the day. There you go, that's Robert Duggan and Jer Conway in the R5 Fiesta. We've got Sam Moffat and Carl Atkinson just passing us as well. They, of course, are battling it out in that R5 category with the brother Josh. We'll get a quick word maybe with Desi Henry, who's competing in the Skoda. Yesterday, Desi, didn't go according to plan for you, but you're back in day two and you're putting up some good times.
Yeah, obviously said earlier, we're here to learn the rally now. We obviously went out with a fuel pump yesterday, so no, we're trying to give them a push just to see where we're at and try to get our notes perfect, obviously, with the intention of coming back next year.
Yeah, and it's a rally that you're starting to bed yourself into, but it's a fantastic event, so it is. How's the Skoda performing on it?
Yeah, performing brilliant. We've made some tweaks over the weekend now, and we've sort of adapted it for the roads here. So no, the car seems to be working very well and putting in very competitive times.
Okay, enjoy the rest of your time in Donegal.
Thank you.
There you go, Desi Henry in that at Skoda R5. We've got a quick word with one of the R5 guys who's looking to get away. We're just looking down the road, actually, because we've got Ian Barrett looking to get through, looking to get into service, but there's a bit of a block on the road at the moment. So the Darien of Ian Barrett is coming through. We can tell you that. Paul McGee's on board. Paul McGee has his hand out the window, waving the cars in front on. The reason for it, he wants to get back to service very, very quick. I'll just have a quick word with Kevin Gallagher. This is Kevin Gallagher from Donegal, of course, just further on down the road. We'll let Callum Devine go because there's a bit of a hold up at the moment. So Callum Devine is away. Very, very impressive run with Callum Devine. He has been, he's been good today, so he has in that R5. He's been putting up some very impressive times. And now we're going to hear from one of the Darien men. And this is, of course, Kevin Gallagher, the guy that I spoke of. Kevin, about 35, 40 seconds in it. How's it sitting at the moment between you and Ian?
I think we'd have one or two out of him there, but there weren't much in it. I think Ian hit a chicane there near the end, so he did, just about half a mile from the end there. So, no, it's still tight.
Two more to go. Can you take a bit more time out of him?
Hopefully, if we keep plugging away. It's hard to get much time back now, like with a few wee problems earlier, but we'll keep at it and see how we get on.
Okay, go ahead. Good man, Kevin. Kevin looking to get back to service as well. So that's the situation in the two Darians fighting at the front of the National. We've got Eugene Donnelly, former winner of the Donegal and the Corollas, and a Hyundai. He had power steering problems earlier today. Are you all sorted? What's the times like?
Yeah, the times is good there in the last two. Finally, the weather has come into us. We developed the tyre that we're on now for 15 degrees weather for Donegal, but you had a bit of a spanner in the works yesterday and this morning for us, but no, we're really happy. A couple of good times there now. We're mixing the long little pipe, guys.
Okay, there's a couple again.
You're a bit like myself. You're not getting any younger looking, are you?
Good man, you did. There's a few guys looking to make it through at the end of the stage, obviously, guys, and problems. One of those guys is Johnny Greer, because there's a bit of the car hanging off. Paul Sheridan and Jonathan Pringle have also made their way through as well. Adrian Hetherington's looking to come through, so it's all go here. It's action-packed stuff at the end of the Trenta stage. We'll get the times for you in a few moments. What we'll do is we'll run around the other side of the car, and we'll have a quick word with Adrian Hetherington. He's been coming here for years, so he has. How are you finding day two of this year's event, Adrian?
Day two hasn't been a great day so far. I don't know what that stage there was like now, but... we're okay. We're still here. We're still here. A lot of bees now.
Right. Well, listen, it's dry. Is it sitting you in the dry stuff compared to the wetter? Which one did you fancy?
We've had our tyres on there now. We're not... It's really no odds. Not really.
Well, listen, keep at it. There's still two more to go today.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
There's Adrian Hetherington. And Adrian looking to finish off the day and maybe get a change of fortune. He's just not totally happy, is he, by the way he was telling us there. We've got Kevin Eaves also coming up to the end of the Trenta stage. And Kevin, of course, was seated, top seat in the National. Didn't pan out yesterday. Had a lot of problems. Kevin, it hasn't been the Donegal that you wanted. So it hasn't, but you're inside the top 10. What's that last loop been like for you?
Hey, when the sun's out, it's a lot easier to deal with the kind of issues we're having. So once you have grip, you can kind of get away all right. But actually, we're still struggling with the same issues we had yesterday. So we're just kind of having a bit of crack out of it now. So we are, but all's good. Hey, that's enjoyable. Sun's out. We're having the crack.
Okay, well, enjoy the rest of the crack in the afternoon. Good man. Kevin Eaves and Chris Smelly, of course, in that Toyota Corolla. As the cars can continue to come through, Ryan Lockhart has just made his way through. We've also got another escort making its way through with half of the back end of it missing. Well, back to one more local crew before we head back to the studio. Seamus McGettigan is beside me, and we're going to get times on how everybody is faring out in just a few moments for you. We've got Kyle and Dale McGettigan. These guys are nephews of Seamus. We're going to speak to Kyle, driving the McGettigans and the escort. So then, Kyle, what's day two been like for you?
It's great all together. Great fun.
Massive buzz. You know them roads very well down there. They're sort of like local stages that's dry and there's big crowds out.
That's right. They need to visit Cousin Damon a bit more. Get used to it. But it's really enjoyable.
Yeah, and a couple more to go now. What's the time's been like? Can you open it?
We're progressing ourselves there. We're getting our pace up good, so we're very happy with it.
Okay, well, good luck on the next turn.
Thank you.
All right. That's Kyle and Dale McGettigan, nephew of Seamus McGettigan.